X-ray emission mechanisms in accreting white dwarfs, by K.L. Page et al. In this chapter we consider the processes which can lead to X-ray emission from different types of cataclysmic variable stars, CVs. CVs are semi-detached, binary star systems where material is transferred from the donor star, also known as the companion or secondary star, onto the white dwarf primary. CVs are divided into several sub-classes based on the observed phenomenology in the optical and X-ray bands, which, in turn, is largely defined by the magnetic field strength of the accretor. In non-magnetic systems, a variety of observed behaviors are identified, depending on the accretion rate, novae, dwarf novae, nova-like variables, symbiotic binaries and supersoft sources are all examples of non-magnetic CVs. In magnetic systems, polars and intermediate polars, or AM-HER and DQ-HER systems, respectively, the accretion flow is channeled to polar regions, and the observational appearance is different. X-rays are typically produced through hot or energetic processes, and in CVs they are formed via shocks within a boundary layer or accretion column, or through interactions either internal to the nova ejector, or between the ejector and a stellar wind, or from hydrogen burning, either steady fusion, or a thermonuclear runaway. All of these different types of accreting white dwarfs are discussed here, considering both spectral and temporal variability in the different populations. This was X-ray emission mechanisms in accreting white dwarfs, by K.L. Page et al.